We left off in the middle of Svir Soimer on the Ran and the Rif, the very last paragraph in the Ran and the Rif on Psochim. And the last paragraph is a quotation, practically word from word, from the Baal Hamor. The last Baal Hamor on the bottom of the bench. Because of the Sefer Hamor, Shiyesh Shoalim, Matam Einomim Zman B'Svir Soimer. How come we don't say Sheikh Yonim V'Gimon V'Higyon Ola Zman Hazeh? It's a mitzvah that comes once a year. Like at Kiyo Shofar once a year, Tilas Lula once a year. How come we don't say Shach Yonim? The old question number two, Matam Einonim Sofrim B'Loi Brocha B'Yontim Sheni Shal Pesach. Isn't there a Tarte Disastri? When you count Svira, you're assuming that it's the first day Chalamoid, because the Chumash says Mimachos HaShabbos. And when you say Kiddush to the Seder, first you're going to count Svira in Shul after you daven Ma'ariv on the second night of Yontif. So you're going to daven Ma'ariv, you're going to say today is Yontif. Then you're going to count Svira, you're saying today is Matzo Yontif, Machas HaShabbos. Then you're going to say Kiddush Yom, you're saying today is Yontif. Isn't there a contradiction? Well, what do? You have no choice. That's a Takonach Chachamim. The Yontif Sheni Shel Goli is either a Takon or a Minig, whatever it is, you have to observe Yontif Sheni. So he says, no, there's a Gemara in Sukkah that says, Bishmini Sofik Shvi. What do you do on Shmini Atzeres and Chutzlores? Do you sit in Sukkah or not? So there are three opinions. You don't sit in Sukkah because it's Yontif. You sit in Sukkah and you say a bracha. And the way we have in the Gemara, Mesav Yasvina Bruchei Loi Mevarchinam. Many suggest that this was added on from the Sefer Halachas Gedoilos. Many Rishonim didn't have that line in the Gemara. But that's what is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Hilchaso Mesav Yasvina, we sit in the Sukkah, we don't say a bracha. Why? Neshet Birchas HaSukkah Medes Keneged Kiddush HaYom. He's saying Kiddush on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in Sukkah. Then you're going to sit in Sukkah with a bracha and say Leisha BaSukkah. So the sitting in Sukkah with the bracha Leisha BaSukkah is a contradiction to the Kiddush. How can you resolve, how can you avoid a contradiction? So the Gemara says, sit in Sukkah and don't say a bracha. So he says, why not do the same over here? We should count Svira on the second night without a bracha. Second night of Pesach, we should count Svira without a bracha, and that'll remove the Tarte D'Sasrin. So that's what the Ravid is. How is that going to remove the Tarte D'Sasrin? Counting Svira itself is a Tarte D'Sasrin. We count Svira on Shabbos and Yontif also. There's going to be Shabbos Chalamoid this year. There's going to be many Shabbosim in the middle of Svira. There's going to be the last days of Pesach. So counting Svira itself is not a contradiction to Yontif. We count Svira on Shvish or Pesach. We count Svira on Shabbos. That itself is not a contradiction. The contradiction is because say Hayom Yom Echad Vayomer. The first day of Svira is Machras HaShabbos. So that's what the Ravid says. Why did the Baal Hamor think the Ravid and the Baal Hamor learned Pacharusim? So that's why he took the liberty of writing such a sharp lashon. Shelas Hayilodim Hema says. Children's questions, silly questions. And he says, the answer is, he says, because counting Svira per se is not a contradiction to Yontif. Let's say, wearing tefillin is a contradiction to Yontif. Shabbos Yontif, you don't wear tefillin. So Yontif Sheni, we talk about don't wear tefillin. We don't wear tefillin, Yontif Sheni. Hi, but Menator, you're mechuyev to wear tefillin. So, we don't wear tefillin, that would be a bizoin to the Yontif. Counting Svira per se is not a contradiction to Yontif. He said you count Svira on the seventh day of Pesach, you count Svira on Shabbos. And it's not a mitzvah that's only noig b'mos achol, like tefillin. It's counting Hayom Yom Echad Bo'emer is the contradiction. So that, even if you're not going to say a bracha al Svira Sam, it's still going to be a contradiction. So why did the Baal Hamor think, why did he pose the question, you should count, like, Mesav Yasvini Bruch Alem Erachinon, so you should leave out the bracha on the Svira Sam. So that's what the Ravid says. He doesn't understand why the Baal Hamor thought that was that would have been a solution. Let's see. So again, what is the Baal Hamor? He's quoting, the Ran is quoting it. Just like he said, Bashmini Atzeres, Mesiv Yasvini Baruch Adam Mevachina. Why? Neshet Birchas HaSukkah Medes Keneged Kiddush HaYoyim. The Baruch Aleisha BaSukkah means that today is Hoshana Rabbah. And the Kiddush, he's saying today is Shmini Atzeres, so that's a contradiction. Is it Hoshana Rabbah Chol HaMoed? Is it Yontif? So he says, "Hachenami here too. Birchas Oimer, Omeres Keneged Kiddush Hayoyim, the bracha on Svira Soimer. You can say whatever you want. I can say today Hayom Yamech Baim. It doesn't mean anything. If I say a bracha Hayom Yamech Baim, then I really mean it. Samkit, to say today's the first day of Svira, is Dvar Mitalim. Doesn't mean anything. So that's what the Balamur is bothered. Why not count Svira the first night without a bracha? So it's meaningless. The din is a Yotan Mitzvah without a bracha also. The bracha is not Miyakev. So why not count Svira without a bracha? The Svira itself without a bracha, he holds, is not a contradiction to the Kedusha Sayyam. That's his kash. That's the kash. Then he says a third kasha. What was the first kasha? Was why don't we say shachyonu? Second kasha was why don't we count without a bracha like on Shmini Atzeres? The third kasha is viod matam ein on a sof mishtei sviris misofik k'mosh ano osim shayam tov misofik. If we observe 2 days Pesach sveka di yoima, we make believe we have a sveka di yoima, and sviris haim is supposed to be motzah yontif harishayin shal Pesach. So we should start counting the second night of Pesach Hayom Yom Echad Boimer. Then the next night, Matzoi, the second day, we should say a brach al Svir Sam, and then say Hayom Yom Echad Boimer, Hayom Shnei Yom Boimer. Misveka the Yom, you should count twice. These are the three kashas of the Balamor. Let's see. So what does he answer? The Hu Zal Heshiv, the Balamor answers his kashas. The Kevin Svir Sam, Eina Ela Lezecha Bi Almo. It's only Midirabbanon, it's not Minatora. That's the Gemara in Menachos that the Ran quoted before. Menachos Daf Samach Vav. The Hochi Asikna Beduchtei BeMenachos. That's the conclusion. He says that's the conclusion. Amei Mamanu Yavu Lamanu Shvir Zechel Amigdushu. Aye, but the Rambam said not so. The Rambam writes, that's what the Ran quoted before. The Rambam Zal Kosav B'chol Mokum B'chol Zman. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Svira Sama B'chol Zman is Minatora. And the Ran said before, Mashmali, the Svira Leizal, the Rambam seems to hold that we pass in Svira Samin Zmanas as the Raisa. Well, how did it become the Raisa? Because the Rambam understood this, the Svira Leizal, the Rambam understood that Ameimar counted the days, didn't count the weeks. Who the Svira? He held Zechel HaMikdash B'Alma. But the other Amoraim who did count the days and the weeks hold that Svira Samin is the Raisa. So the Balamor doesn't agree with that. Now the Iran is going, who's al Heshid? Balamor holds the Maskana Sasugi is like a Meimer. Aye, but we don't follow that. We follow the other Amorim. So he says, not the way. The Balamor doesn't hold like the Iran explained within the Ramam. All the other Amorim disagree with the Meimer. They hold that Svira Sam is man as their right. He says, no, basically a Meimer is right on both accounts. Svira Sam is only the Rabbanan. And number two, since it's only the Rabbanan, you only have to count the days, you don't have to count the weeks. But it's only minik hu biyadenu. It's only a minik, but mikiradin, we really pass kan like a meimer. So therefore what? So you only make a hefer zecher. So respect to the brachas also, you only say one bracha. Bizman shebeis amikdusha yekayam, the Balamor is suggesting now, they said taka two brachas. Asher kedushana b'mitzos, the first night of Sfira. And then they say Shachyan Vikimani Vigyana Lazman Azeh. But Bizman Azeh, just like we pass on like a Meimar Mikaredin, you only have to count days and not weeks. So Mikaredin, you only say one bracha, not the other bracha. Whenever you make a Zecha, you only do a half a Zecha. You don't do the whole thing. That's the answer. V'anu Shonamonim Yamashuas Minigubi Adeno Avalahatino Zman. But to require both brachas, both al Svira Soima and Shachyon al Azman Azeh, ain lanu. That's not correct. How did that answer? That's the teretz on the kasha. Pashta says there's a klal kol mitzvus kulam avarach aleim oivel osiyosim. That was the Gemara in Dav Zayin. And then the Gemara said that klal kol mitzvus kulam avarach aleim oivel osiyosim applies even to mitzvus derabbanan. The Gemara in the Arvi Pesachim quoted the Mishnah in Megillah. Here, the top line of Kuf Yitzes on the base, the Gemara is quoting a Mishnah Megillah. It depends on the minig amokim. So then Abai said, Lo Shana Velo Liacharav. The bracha after Harabas Rebbeinu, after Mikra Megillah. But the brachas HaMitzvah before, in advance of Mikra Megillah, that's a real din. Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam, Mevarach Aleim, Oivel HaSiyotim. So that rule, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam, that's a din. We say a bracha on Svira Sa'im, the bracha zechel amigdash? No, the chachamim made it takana the rabban and sfira saim and bizman says the rabban. Then we have a rule kol mitzvus kulam, where the mitzvah there is a mitzvah the rabban and kol mitzvus kulam. But baruch alayim ba'avol asiyosim. Then we have another rule that whenever it's a mitzvah ba'av mizman lizman, you say shachyano. So you put two and two together, you get four. So what did the Baal HaMor answer here? The Baal HaMor says, we really paskan like our Meimer, that Sfiras HaMor is not as Ezder Abana. And therefore our Meimer Mani Yavilay Mani Shavui. You only make a Zecher half. Either it's not proper to make a full Zecher, you don't have to make a full Zecher, however you slice it. So he says, therefore, true Bizman HaMikdash, they said two brachas, but Bizman is that, it's only Zecher, so you only have half. So that's why we chop off the Shechion. Bizman HaMikdash, they talk us said two, but Bizman is that, you only make a half of Zecher. What, the brachas are recited? Not because, the brachas are not recited because of Zecher. Brachas over Sfiras HaMor are recited because of the Klolim of Kol HaTorah Kula. First klal, kol ha-mitzvahs kulam, even a mitzvah derabbanan, mevarach alayim avodas yosem. The second klal, shechyonu. A mitzvah, abam is man, and say shechyonu. You get the impression that the Baal HaMor says, the fact that we say brachas on the sphere is part of the zecha l'migdosh. And since in the zecha you only make half, mani yomiv la mani shavuos, and in the reciting on the brachas you only say half. You only say the one bracha, you don't say the second bracha. So you have an option. Either we throw out the bracha al sphere sa'im, and you only say the bracha shechyonu. That doesn't make sense. It makes more sense. Say the bracha al sphere Simon and throw out the shechyonu. You only do one. Why does he think mikra din you don't say a bracha? What happened to the universal klal? Kol ha-mitzvahs kulam mevarach aleihem v'lasiyos. That's what's strange about the Baal HaMor, about his answer. Latinos man ain lonu. Just like you only do a half a zecha, so he only do a half a zecha. So the notes that are printed in the name of Rav Elbel Soloveitchik on the Gemara Menachos on Dav Samach Vov and not Gemara, so they point out an idea there. Rav Elbel didn't say it in connection with this Baal HaMor. They just point out that the Gemara has different mitzvahs the Rabbanon after the Churban Abay Zechel HaMikdash. So sometimes Zechel HaMikdash is what motivated the Chachamim to make a mitzvah with the Rabbanon. Sometimes the whole mitzvah is not that that's what motivated them to make a mitzvah. That is, the whole mitzvah is to make a Zechel HaMikdash. We discussed, Rav Soloveitchik discussed this with respect to the Rosh on Moror, whether you need a Kazayis for Moror or not. So it's a Mishnah and Daf Lama test that you need a Kazayis on Moror. So what did the Rosh say that the reason why you need a Kazayis? Because he said the Nusach HaBracha al Achilas Moror. What does it have to do Nusach HaBracha? It says in the Chumash. It's a din deraisa. Even if the Chachamim would have said al mitzvahs mora, that was the Shagas Aris Kasha. So why did they institute a nusach habracha al achilas mora? They should have instituted a nusach habracha al mitzvahs mora. So he wouldn't have required the kazayis. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, it's not that the Rosh is saying based on the nusach al achilas mora. The Rosh was raising a question. He knows that bizman that mora was deraisa bizman amigdash. Of course, he needed kazayis. It's a mitzvah achila. The Rosh was wondering that Morib is man as only the Rabbanon Zechel HaMikdash. What does that mean, Zechel HaMikdash? Doesn't mean because of this consideration the Chachamim instituted a mitzvah of Morib is man as so mitzvah Morib should be Kazayis, called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. On the level of the Raisa, he needed Kazayis of Morib. So on the level of Morib, the Rabbanon, he needed a Kazayis. So should you say no? They didn't institute a mitzvah of Morib. They said there's a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. Tzion Dereshena, Mechlal Debaya Drisha. The Gemara says you should always try to make a Zechel to the Beis HaMikdash. So the mitzvah of eating Mora today is not a mitzvah of Mora. Bizmara is only in connection with the only Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman is that is no Mora. We make a Zechel HaMikdash. If it's only a Zechel, then the Rosh thinks he wouldn't need a Kazayis. So the Rosh is proving that Zechel HaMikdash is what motivated the Tanoim to make the Takone. It's not that that's the essence of the mitzvah Zechel HaMikdash. He demonstrates that it's so from the fact that there is a bracha, not from the fact that the Nusach HaBracha is al Achilos Mora. Even if the Nusach HaBracha would have been al Mitzvahs Mora, it's still a Raya. And a mitzvah that's only a Zecher, you don't recite a bracha, because there basically is no Maisa Mitzvah. Zecher is to conjure up in one's mind an image of what used to be in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. If you say that Mora Bizman is a mitzvah Achilos Mora mid the Rabbanon, then you say a bracha on a Maisa Mitzvah. If you say the nibbling of the mora is in order to recall the way things used to be, bizman amigdash, so the nibbling of the mora is not really a maisa mitzvah. It's a chetimtza to conjure up this memory in your mind. So whenever there's a kiyum mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah, then there's no bracha. So that's Rav Elbel Soloveitchik has such a lashon regarding Sfiras HaMor. He says the amoraim were discussing there menachas dav samach vav. Sfiras HaMor bizman is as the rabbanon. What does it mean the rabbanon? Zechel amigdash. What does it mean? because of this consideration, they instituted a mitzvah of Sfira Saima Bizman Hazeh? Or should I say, no, it's not a mitzvah. Sfira Saima is only Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman Hazeh, we count Sfira to have a Zechel HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. So Abel will suggest the fact that Amemer counts the days and he doesn't count the weeks, that's a dead giveaway that he holds that it's Amemer thinks that it's only a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. If it would have been that Zechel HaMikdash is why we instituted a mitzvah of Sfira Saima, so called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun, whatever it was on the level of the Raisa. Abai says mitzvah the mimni yomim, mitzvah mimni shavui. So Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanan should say again mitzvah the mimni yomim, mitzvah the mimni shavui. The fact that Amema holds that Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanan, so it's enough to count the days and not the weeks, is an indication, that's what Rabbanan thought, it's an indication that the mitzvah of Bizman Hazeh is not Svira Simon. The mitzvah is Zechel HaMikdash. And Zechel HaMikdash shouldn't be a bracha at all. Shouldn't say any bracha. So maybe that's what the Balamor is saying. The fact that we recite any bracha is not based on the universal rule of kol mitzvahs kulam mevarach aleihem ovel asiyasam, because that's only when you have a maisa mitzvah. Here the counting is just to conjure up in your mind zichreinus of the way things used to be. You shouldn't forget kadesh lo tishtakach mitzvah svirasam. We should remember that there used to be a mitzvah svirasam. So you should remember things. There is no maisa mitzvah. The counting is only a hechetimtze. You can't really call it a maisa mitzvah of count. So echetimtze to remember. So there really shouldn't be any bracha at all. So the Balamor seems like he's pushing the fact that we say a bracha is also part of the takana to make a zechel amigdash. Zechel amigdash is that you should count, and zechel amigdash is you should say a bracha like they used to say a bracha. But just like in the counting they said you only make a zechel halfway, so in the bracha which is also instituted zechel amigdash you only say halfway. So bizman amigdash they said two brachas. They said, Al Sfira Saima and Shachyanu. And Mizman Hazeh, it's enough if you make a Zecha to one, you make a Zecha to half. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. What does it say? We really pass on like a Meimar. And the fact that we count the days and the weeks is only a minig. But Mikra Din, it's not obligatory. So we see that we really hold like a Meimar. You only make a zecher on half, so you only make a zecher on one of the two brachas, you don't make a zecher on the other. The brachas are not zecher, the brachas are based on the universal rules. So you see the Balamor seems to hold that the reciting of the brachas on Sfira Saima is not based on the universal rules. Sounds like he holds that Sfira Saima Bizman is a mitzvah of zecher and it shouldn't have any brachas at all. And the reciting of brachas is part of the zecher, so you make a zecher halfway. That's his first answer. Va'od. Then he suggests another answer. It only makes sense to recite Shachyanu in connection with a mitzvah bo mizman lezman. Which mitzvahs do we say Shachyanu bo mizman lezman? So he says on lulav and tkiyah shofar, on pidyon haben, abi haben, b'varach shnayim, we say Shachyanu. So he says we recite Shachyanu and Mikra Megillah and Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. He says we recite Shachyanu in conjunction with a mitzvah which is Bom Mizman because there's tremendous excitement and there's tremendous joy. Tefillin you put on every day, tzitzis you put on every day, so it's not so exciting. So you only say Shachyanu a mitzvah Bom Mizman Lazman that has an element of cheer and joy to it. Matam Einaram, what is he? Nachamol. God, matam ain't on the sofa in shtei sviros. No. Where's the answer? God, shalomatzina birchas zman. You only say shachyanu. Ela bedavish yesh b'shum ha'no'od. There's some excitement. There's some rejoicing. Kigon. Netilas lulav shehiboa l'simcha. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakech m'shivas yamim. So the Tanoim understand in the Sifrei. The farmer is dancing from joy at the end of the ingathering season. Sukkot is the Chag HaAsif. All summer long it doesn't rain in Eretz Yisrael, it's the dry season. And then they gather in all the peiros after Sukkot is over because it's still going to start to rain. You're going to start saying Amashar Rucham and saying Talamotar. So there's a big simcha there. So the farmer is rejoicing over the fact that he has peiros grew. He's dancing with the Dalaminim. He's Menaneh dancing with the Dalaminim. So Netilas Lulav is an inyan of simcha. Tkiyah Shofar is also an inyan of simcha. But Tkiyah Shofar is Zikaron LaAvinu Shebashamayim. Mikra Megillah, we're celebrating Purim. Purim is a very jolly holiday. Chas Rachman Alana Parkino. The Rebbeinu Shalom had Rachmanis on us and he redeemed us. Pidyon HaBen, Avi HaBen, Seh Shachyanu. because the baby is yotze mechlal sofing nevel. Kol shor shlam and yom ba'adam ein nevel. Sfira so aimer, he says, it doesn't make sense bizman hazeh that we should say shachyonu bizman amigdosh. He sounds like he holds they would have said shachyonu, but bizman hazeh not. So his first explanation was bizman hazeh not, because you only make a zecher halfway. You only count the days, you don't count the weeks. I redo the weeks also, it's a minig. But Mikra Adin Adin is really like a maimer. No one ever disagreed with him. The others had the practice, they had a minig not to. But Mikra Adin a maimer is right, so we only make a zecher halfway. And now he gives a different answer. He says, no. L'yoylam, the bracha should have been recited on the Sfira Saima. You should have said both brachas. The bracha al Sfira Saima based on the universal klal kol ha-mitzvus kudum ha-barach alayim ha-bil ha-siyosam and shechyanu ha-mitzvah ba'om is malazan. He says, shechyanu. But he says, over here, since Sfira Saima is malazan, is only the Rabbanon, ein bo zech l'shim hano, elo la'agmas nefesh l'churbin beis mavo yenu. We're reciting Sfira Saima today Midirabbanan because of the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdosh. It's only Midirabbanan today. So it's a sad thing. It's not a time for rejoicing. So that's why Bedavke, it doesn't make sense to say Shachan. It's not the same as the first answer. First answer, he says, the whole reciting of brachas over the Sfira Saima, the whole reciting of the brachas is not based on the universal rules and regulations. Based on a new Zech HaMikdosh, and you want to make a Zech halfway. The second answer, he says, no, based on the rules and regulation, really should have said both brachas. Said the bracha on the mitzvah and the shachyanu. But shachyanu is only if there's an element of rejoicing. Mitzvah bob mizmat. Why don't you say shachyanu on tzitzis and on tefillin? But not so exciting every day. So even Sfira Saima only comes once a year, but it's a painful mitzvah. We say, Yeratzen Shabbatim Vishamigdash Meheri Amein Sechakim Sarasecha. Tosfos says in Megillah, we hope the day will come during our lifetime that Sfira Saima should become back there, Isa. So it's a sad, it's a note of sadness, the Sfira Saima. So that answered the kasha, why don't we say Shachyonu? That was his first question. Why don't we say Shachyonu? Then the second question of the Balamo was, Matam, when we count Sfira, the first night, means the second Leil Sheni, Yontav Sheni, we ought to do, just like Mesi Yasvina Bucholayim Rachinon, we should really count Sfira without a bracha. You say today is Yom Yamechad Baimah, said that. That doesn't carry any weight, doesn't mean anything. If I say a bracha, Shikadishan, so it's not Sfira, someone says Yom Yamechad Baimah, then I really mean it. So I'm declaring that today is Chol. I'm declaring today's Machros HaShabbos, and then you're going to make Kiddush. So that's a Tarta Dasasa. So wouldn't it be smarter? That was his Kasha. Wouldn't it be more intelligent to count Sfira Simon the first night without a bracha? And after that, you'll count with a bracha. So what is the answer on that? V'im Omru, there's an answer on the second kasha. Mama bishmini safik shvi shol sukkah mesi yasvin bracha lai mevachinon. There is a problem of a tarta disasri. So the way to resolve it is that we don't say a bracha. Why did we decide in favor of the kiddush of shmini atzeres and against the bracha and yeshiva besukkah? Why don't we sit in sukkah with a bracha leisha basukkah and throw out the kiddush for shmini atzeres? That's ridiculous. Menatoret shmini atzeres, the yontav sheni, we making believe as if it's really Hashana Rabbah. That's a fake. That's midirabbanon. So you can't say that the fake din midirabbanon. We should say a bracha leisha basukkah and we should throw out the kiddush. You have to choose. There's a tie to this house. You have to choose which one wins and which one loses. So he says, Imam Rabbi Shmini Sav Shri Shal Sukkah Mesi Yasvin Baruch Lama Vachina. Why is that? Shalatava Bracha Mekach Yantav Sheni Midirabban and the Bracha Leishe Basukkah on sitting in Sukkah is only Midirabban because of the make-believe Yantav Sheni. So you can't say that should win, say Bracha Leishe Basukkah and throw out the Kiddush. The Taka Yantav Rishon Shal Shmini, the first day Shmini Atzeres, Shalchag, Shehud Araisa, Shehoimid Kenegda, the Tarta Desasri, the Oimid Kenegda is the Kiddush on Shmini Atzeres versus the Bracha Leisha Basukah. So the Kiddush on Shmini Atzeres is the real. Today's really Shmini Atzeres. The Yantam Sheni of the Hoshana Rabbah, that's the fake. So the Kiddush wins, and you throw out the Bracha on the Leisha Basukah. The sitting in Sukkah itself is not a Tarta Desasri. Sitting in Sukkah all year long, if the weather is pleasant. So you sit in Sukkah. So that doesn't demonstrate a tartar sasa. Sitting in silka with a bracha leishim silka, that'll be a tartar sasa. So he says that the kiddush wins, kiddush of Shana Rav, the kiddush of Shmini Atzeres wins, and the bracha on leishim basuka loses. What are we going to suggest over here? What do you recommend? The first night of Svira Sa'imer, we should say Kiddush because it's Yantav Sheni, and we should throw out the bracha on the Svira Sa'imer. What are you talking about? The Kiddush on Yantav Sheni is only Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, it is Chalamoy. So the whole fact that we're observing a Yantav Sheni Shel Golias, that's Midrabbanan. The Svira Sa'imer is the real thing. He said Svira Sa'imer of his man is only the Rabbanan. But still, Svir Saimer is for real. The Yantav Sheni is a make-believe idea. We make believe as if we have a Sveik at the end. So he says, Avalono Hechnaka, what's the suggestion? Hechnaka Bircha Svir Saimer Mishum Yantav Sheni. The Rabbanon Shehu Aimit Kenegda, the Tarta de Sasri is between the Kiddush of Yantav Sheni and the Brochan Svir Saimer. So the Kiddush should kick out the Brochan Svir Saimer. In fact, yeah, the Brochan Svir Saimer is more important than the Kiddush on Yantav Sheni. That doesn't make sense. The Kiddush on Leil Sheni Shel Seder, the second Seder, the Kiddush is only the Rabbanon. It's only a make-believe Sveik of the Yema. So if anything, you should say Faker. You should say El Svira the second night with a bracha. You should leave out Kiddush. You leave out Kiddush. So you're not going to have Arba Kaisa. So you have no choice. So you have to have a tie to this house. Because it's Sveik of the Yema, the Chachamim introduce, either it's a Din Derabbanan or a Minig, whatever it is. The Gemara says in the beginning of Beitza that Yantav Sheni Bizmanazed doesn't make any sense. There is no Sveik of the Yema because we have a Luach Kavua during the days of Abai Barab. Hilla Sheni was the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, and he instituted the calendar that we have today. So there's no longer any Sveik of the Yema at all. So the Yester Shaila should be still observed Yantav Sheni Shal Gol. So they sent the letter from Eretz Yisrael. Yes, Yizor B'Minig Avasechem B'Yadech. So that's a machlekes Taisus in Iran in Sukkah and Daf Memvov. That's what he's quoting from Memvov. This machlekes Taisus understands the Gemara. He's already meaning Abisaych Meidechem that the observance of Yantav Sheni Bizmanazeh is only a minig. And Iran says no. That was the letter that they sent. It's not a minig. You should still continue the practice of your forefathers. It doesn't mean a minig. The hanhage of your forefathers to observe Yantav Sheni. We, with the power vested in us as a bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, we are instructing all the Doros Abayim that everyone in Chutzlo should observe Yantav Sheni Shal Golis. So Tosis holds the Zohar Minig Avsech Medecha means Yantav Sheni is a Minig Bizman Hazeh. And the Ran in Sukkah Daf Mevav learns no, you should follow the practice of your forefathers Mitam Takana De Rabbanim. But whatever it is, the Balamor is saying over here, Svira Saimer is more important. Svira Saimer is for real. The first day Pesach is for real. The night after the first day Pesach begins Svira Saimer. So it doesn't make sense to say we should say Kiddush the second Seder and we should kick out the Brach on Svira Saimer. Svira Saimer is the real din. The Raisa, the Rabbana, whatever it is. And the Yizara, the Minig Abseich Medechem, that's of secondary importance. Either it's only a Minig or it's a Takon of the Rabbana. But it's not as important as the din of Svira Saimer as Manazeh. That's what he writes a Lashon. Osi the Rabbana v'dochi the Raisa. He can't say that the Kiddush at the second Seder is going to kick out the Baruch on the Svir Saimer. Hilkach Moine Mimu Baruchim. You have no choice. You have to count. You have to count and you got to say a Baruch on the first night.
The way we just explained, the first half of Balam Marfi's Man Hazeh, it's not the Svir Saimer. It's also the Rabbanam Zecher Lam Yodash. You're saying that the Minag of Zecher Bidechem of Yantav Sheni
could be. That's what he's saying. Zechel HaMikdash is also a mitzvah. So he's saying the Zechel HaMikdash mitzvah is more important than the Yantav Sheni. Is that according to the first version that the Balamor said before? And then he's answering, he asked three questions and he's answering, it's a little confusing. He should have asked the first question, given an answer, asked the second question, given an answer. He poses three questions. Then he gives the three answers in order. So the third question he asked was, if we observe Yantav Sheni Shal Golis, we have 2 days Pesach. So the first night of The first night of Sfira, we should say a bracha al Sfira. So I'm going to say Hayom Yamechad Boimer. The second night, Matzoi Yontav Sheni Shal Pesach, the first night of Chol HaMoed Bayos, we should say a bracha al Sfira Soimer, and we should say a double Sfira, Hayom Shnei Yamim Boimer, Hayom Yamechad Boimer. We're not sure whether today's number one or number two. We're not sure whether the first day Pesach was really Pesach. So the Matzoi Yontav Sheni is the second night of Sfira. Or maybe the second day Pesach was the first day Pesach, and Matzoi Yontav Sheni is the first day of Sfira. So on that kasha, he's the third question. He's giving the third answer. The imbona lispah shtei sviras nisafek. If you'll follow that suggestion, you should observe sveka diyoman sviras oimer. What will happen will be nimtza svira shnia, the sveka diyoman svira, will be mosheches, will continue and extend ad yontav rishon shel atzeres. The first night of Shavuos. We'll after Ma'ariv, we'll say Atav Achatanim Kol Hamim, we'll say Yantav Digishman Esrei, and then after Ma'ariv, we'll say Svir before Aleinu. We'll say Hayoyim Tishvei Abba Yoyim Shem Shiva Shavuos Boimer, because last night we left off the night before Erev Shavuos. We counted two Svirs. Tonight is the 49th night of Svir, or maybe tonight is the 48th night of Svir. So the first night of Shavuos will count as Sveka Diyom. And Nimtza Sfira Shnia Mosheches, it continues, it extends Ad Yontav Rishon Shel Atzeres. So the night of Shavuos, it's Shavuos Daraisa. So we're going to count Sfira Soimer as Sveka Diyom. And I'm going to say today, maybe today is Erev Shavuos and tomorrow night is Shavuos. So that's a Bizoyan. That's Vasil Zulzula, the Yontav Rishon Daraisa. The first night Shavuos is really Yontav Daraisa. And the Sveka Diyoma, the Sfira Soimer Misofek, is only a Din Midrabanan, a Din Kal Midrabanan, so that doesn't make sense. So even if you'll count a double Sfira every day, it doesn't make sense that you should count into and including the first night of Shavuos. So the whole question only was, let's count 48 days. The 49th day, we're not going to count. So he says, come on, Hilchechein Lona Lamasha Nahagnu. He says, it doesn't make sense to say you should count Sveka Diyoma 48 days and not count the punchline. You shouldn't count the 49th night. The 49th night, we're not going to count. It's Leil Shavuos. It'll be also Leil Zulzuli Bay. It'll be a Taita Desasre. So we left out the whole Sveka Diyoma. So you don't count 2 days anyway. Then he concludes with an unrelated statement. These were the three answers to the three questions that he poses. And then he says, regarding the Gemara that says Mitzvah Labim Niyomi, there are two practices. Our practice is that on the eighth night of Sfira, we say Hayom Shmari Yamehem Shehem Shavu Echad B'Yom Echad Ba'Omer. Hayom Tisha Yamim Derech Lahem Shavu Echad U'Shnei Yamim Ba'Omer. So the Baal HaMoreh says the more correct practice is V'Hamakom Mishenogu Shalom Limnos HaShavuos B'Chol Yom V'Yom. You don't count on days. The first 6 days you don't count. On the seventh day you say Hayom Shiva Yamim. Shem Shavu Echad. What about 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, till 14? So he says the more correct practice is that you only count on the 7th night, on the 14th night, on the 21st night. You count the full week. It doesn't make sense to count in the middle of the week. Amakam Shinogu Shalom Limna Shavuos B'choyom Ayom Ad Malos HaShavua B'sof Kol HaShavua Keno Aminigai Yofet. That makes more sense. This is in unrelated. This is unrelated comment. That's a machlekes in the Rishonim. So our practice is that we're machmer. We count everything. We count every night. And the last kasha that the Baal HaMoreh asked, why don't we count Sveka Diyoma? So there's a famous teretz. It became so famous, Reb Shimon Shkop refers to it in his Sefer and the Shari Yosha. He already forgot where he saw it. He saw it in the Dvar Avram. The Kovner Rav was a contemporary of Reb Shimon Shkop. So the Kovner Rav has a teretz in his Sefer. Reb Shimon Shkop quotes it because he's talking about Sveikas. He talks a lot about the Ruba V'Chazok and Sveik Sveik and Hamoitza Machaver Olav Haraya. So he talks about the Sugi of Tokfa Koyin in the first parak in Bava Metzia and Avov. So the Gemara has a din, Asiri Vada Velo Asiri Sofik. When you mafresh Maisa Behema, so you have to count 1 to 10, and the 10th one, Asiri Yakodesh Lashem. Let's say you have 100 sheep who are born in the flock and in the herd in the course of the year. So you take the 100 sheep and you put them in a corral and you count 1 to 100, and the 10th and the 20th and the 30th and the 40th, each one is Maisa Behema. So the Gemara has a din. What if you have 100 behemoths? 99 are chayiv and ma'aser behemoth. One of them was really born last year. So if a farmer has brains, he can tell which one is a year old and which one is only a month old. For some reason or another, he can't tell. They're mixed up together. Or the Gemara has a case. He has 100 behemoths and he has them all in the corral and they're going out one by one. So one of those that went out already counted till 15. So one of those that went out already jumps back in. Kofa tzechem en hamenuyim. One of those that was counted and went out already jumps back in. And now I have left, I had 100, and 15 went out, so I have 85 left. Now I have 86. So one of them was already counted. So that one is Potter. The other 85 are Chayiv. I don't know which is which. I don't know which one is the one that's Potter. So the Gemara says you stop counting and you're Potter from giving Maisa Behem on the rest. Whatever number 10 is the lucky winner, so I put a mark on it. I'll know that's Maisa Behem. And now the remaining 86 have one that's Potter. So nothing is chai because the pasuk says Hasiri Yer Kodesh Lashem Hasiri Badei Hayidia Hasiri Yer Kodesh Lashem Hasiri Vadavala Hasiri Sofim. So the Kovne Rav had this suggestion that din Hasiri Vadavala Hasiri Sofim is not a special din that only applies to Maisa Behemah. It applies whenever you're counting. Whenever a person is counting Sfiras Aimer or Sfiras Shivinikim, let's say a Zav is counting Shivinikim, they have to know what they're holding by. The Magen Avraham says a person is going to count Sfiras Aimer in Hebrew and he doesn't know what it says. They tell a person, say a bracha and say this line. So he says that line, he doesn't know what it says there. Oh, I mean, how many days it is since this second day Pesach? He didn't know what in the world he was saying. So the Magen Avraham says, you're not Yotze. You're only Yotze if you understand what you say. It's not sufficient that you know you're performing a mitzvah by saying a bracha and saying that line. You have to know what you're counting. So the Kovner Rav says, if you're going to count, today is either the first night or the second night of Sfira. Today is either the second night or the third night of Sfira. So that kills the mitzvah derais. If you're not sure what you're counting, just like there's Allah, Hasiri Vada, Hasiri Sofik, Minyan always has to be with the Vadois. So it's over here, Minyan has to be with the Vadois. There's such a discussion in the Achrayim, have a discussion. Let's say a woman is a Zava, and the woman is counting Shivinikim. And she had a shada, she made a bedika, and she's not sure whether that mara is a mara tohar or a mara tami. And the rabbi is away. The rabbi is coming back in another 2 days. So the woman's going to continue counting. She doesn't count sfira b'peh, she counts in her mind which day you're holding by. So when the rabbi comes back, he says that it's a mara tohar, and it's okay. So is that acceptable? That she knows where she's holding, but she wasn't sure. For 3 days, she wasn't sure whether he counts from the very first day, because the bedika cloth that she had on the third day was no good, so you have to start counting from the next day, or the bedika cloth was good, so you can count from the very beginning. So some achrenim have a chumah that's no good, that you have to have bedika shivinikim, has to be v'sofra lo, you have to have sphere. Sphere has to be bevados. We're mekel on that. Most of the poskim are mekel on that. But there's a svara to say that that's not good. So that's the Kovner Rav. It became so mefursam, this teretz from the Dvar Avram, the Rav Shimichkop writes, he saw in his sefer, he forgot which sefer it was, that's the teretz to the din, to the Balamor's kasha. That in Sfiras Aimer, if you count me, Tam Sveker Yom, you count every night me Sofek, so you kill the whole mitzvah deraisa. It's not that you'll be out in the mitzvah deraisa and you have also a Sfiram of the Rabbanan, because of the Sveker Yom, it'll kill the whole mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't know what it said in the tshuvas of the Dvar Avraham. He just used to talk in person with the Dvar Avraham. When he was in university in Berlin, so his Dvar Avraham is part of the Soloveitchik family. He was related to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. That's what he has in his sefer. So he used to go on vacation. He was the Rav in Kovnum. He used to go on vacation to Germany. So Rav Soloveitchik used to go visit him for a couple of days in the summertime and talk and learning all day and all night. So he heard this personally from him before the sefer was printed. So he said, it can't be. Rav Soloveitchik said, it can't be. What about in the days of the Gemara, till the days of Abai V'Ravam, when they had a real Sveka Diyayma? So they never counted Sfira. They had a real Sveka Diyayma. They didn't know which day was Yantav. So you can tell me they never counted Sfira? That's ridiculous. We have no record at all in the Gemara that Bizman that they had a real Sveka Diyayma, they didn't count Sfira. So we have the Sefer Dvar Avram. So when he wrote up this Dvar Torah, so he included that kasha and he gives a teretz on the kasha. He fudges a little bit. If I emphasize why it's not a kasha, the pashtus is why it's not a kasha. Probably is the following: the question is when they had a real bona fide Sveka D'Yomer until the days of Abai V'Rava, Bavi Rabba lived in Bavil, and there were Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael still had bona fide smicha, and they used to constitute a bezin every month and be mekabel eidin and be mekadosh al-chedosh al-pi-harvi. And then Hillel Hasheni, who was a contemporary of Bavi Rabba, he was the one who set up the calendar the way we have. And from that time on, we have Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaChesh, but no longer Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRiyah. So the Shaz, when they had Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRiyah, was it really a Sveik of the Yoma? They really didn't know. They really didn't know which day is Yontif. So the Netziv writes in his commentary on Chumash, at the end of Parshas Emor, he has in the footnotes, in the Herchev Dover, he says, come on, no one ever fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. Ha'itzach HaSveik of the Yoma. So it's a sakonis nefoshes to fast 2 days. Some people, it's not a sakonis nefoshes. So you're afraid if you tell those who are healthy should fast 2 days, those who are not healthy shouldn't fast. You're afraid someone's going to judge wrong and he's going to fast and he'll die. So we tell everybody you have to eat. Tell them not to do malacha 2 days in a row. Everyone should eat because it was suffix sakonis nefoshes, and no one should do any malacha. We have Yantav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, we have Yantav Sheni of Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos. Why shouldn't you have Yantav Sheni of Yom Kippur? The answer is, the Netziv says, they always knew throughout all the generations that Adar HaSamach LeNissen LeOlam Chaser, this year was Adar Sheni. Usually you only have one Adar. So Adar, the Gemara says, the rule always was Adar that's right next to Nissen always only has 29 days, and Elul always has 29 days. Lomatzina Elul Meyuber. In the days of Ezra, it was once in 500 years, in the days of Ezra, Elul had 30 days. But the Moshe Ezra Vielach Lamatzina El Miyuber. The Gemara says El is always Chosim. So you have a right to go Basarayv. The odds are 499 to 1, or 599 to 1. It's going to happen so rarely. The odds are 500 to 1 that Yom Kippur is going to be on the 10th of the month. It's not going to be Elul, it's going to be Meuber. And the odds are that Adar HaSamach LeNissen is going to be Chosir. It's not going to happen. So that's what the Netziv says. Even Bizman Shikitsha al Pihariya, there wasn't a 50-50 Sufi. It wasn't a bona fide Sufi. They followed the Ruba, that Yantav Rishon is the 15th of the month, is Pesach, and the 10th of Tishrei is Yom Kippur. There wasn't a real Sveik of the Yom. It was only a Chumra, either Mitamin or Midirabbanan, even Bizman Shikitsha al Pihariya. So that's al Pi Pashtas. That's why they counted the Sfira with a Bracha then. It was never a real Sveik of the Yom. It was never a real Sveik of the Yom. But if you would have really had a Sveik of the Yom, that's what the Dvar Ramtain is, that you wouldn't, the whole Sfira would be killed. If you would count today's either the first day or the second day, that was his time. That whenever you have a Sfira, it has to be clear. You have to know what you're talking about. You hear there's a famous Ravid, where the Ravid, the Balamor doesn't quote the Ravid. The Ravid and the Balamor learned Bechavrusa. So the Ravid has Hasogis on the Sefer Hamor. He has Hasogis on all of Shas on the Sefer Hamor, printed in a separate Sefer. And the Balamor has Hasogis on the Ravid Sefer Balei HaNefesh on Hilchas Nida. The Ravid wrote a Sefer. So you have running commentary Hasogis of the Balamor on the Ravid. So the Ravid says he doesn't go for the questions. Amar Avram, Shela Sayulodim Hema, silly questions. Shuvas HaShela HaZos, what's the answer? The second question of the Balamor was, why shouldn't we count Sphira without a bracha? If we count Sphira, you say today, Hayom Yom Echad Boima, it doesn't mean anything. If you count Sphira with a bracha, Shikashem Sal Sphira Hayom Yom Echad Boima, then you're really saying today's the first day of Sphira. So you're implying that it's Machras HaShabbos. How can you say Kiddush? How can you say that's the Balamor's Kasha? How can you say Kiddush the second night of Pesach and count Sfiras Yom with a bracha? It's a Tartar Sasa. If you can't without a bracha, it won't be a Tartar Sasa. So the Rabbi thinks that that's the assumption is not correct. Shuvas HaShaylo, the answer to the Shaylo was She'en Kan Chashash Amidus HaBracha Keneged Kedushas HaYom. The reciting of a bracha over Sfiras Yom, reciting of a bracha doesn't serve as a tartar disasre to the Kedusha Sayyam. Sfira Sayyam it's not like tefillin. The tefillin with yontiv is a tartar disasre. So we observe yontiv sheni shogel, so we don't wear tefillin. We don't wear tefillin on yontiv. That would be a contradiction. we assume that Yesh Koch Biyar Chachamim Lach Adov Menator Gushay V'Al Tase. So the Chachamim who introduced Yom Tavshen Yishol Gol felt it absolutely essential to dispense with the tefillin. If everybody's going to wear tefillin, Yom Tov Sheni, so it's going to be a dead giveaway that it's not Yom Tov. Yom Tov Sheni, you don't have tefillin. Yom Tov Sheni, you do wear tefillin. So the people are going to be mezalzel, are going to do malach. So we assume that that's why the Chachamim were oiker the mitzvah of tefillin. The Ksav Sefer has a whole tshuva in Chelek Arachaim. Yes, he doesn't understand why did the Chachamim do away with the mitzvah of tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golias. What was the great need over here? What, they're afraid that people are going to wear tefillin? So they're going to realize that today is not really Yom Tov. So what will be the great tragedy? People will do Malach and Yom Tov Sheni. So it's only Adin de Rabbanon. So you have a right to be Oike, the mitzvah of Tefillin Daraisa, because you're afraid someone's going to do Malach and Yom Tov Sheni, which is only the Rabbanon. What's the great tzach? Isn't that a gzera l'gzera? You don't permit people, you tell everybody, don't wear Tefillin, Yom Tov Sheni. You say, don't blow Shofar from Rosh Hashanah falls on the Shabbos. Afraid someone's going to be Mechal Shabbos. Someone's going to carry on Shabbos. Absolutely. Hakol Chayov and Mitkiyah Shofar. They now called the Kimet Kir. Shaman for sure is going to carry a shofar. There are Jews living all over the world. The Jews all over the world are mechuyev to shake a lulav on the first day Yom. The first day Sukkot falls on Shabbos. Absolutely. Someone's going to carry, by mistake, someone will certainly carry a lulav. But over here, what are you afraid? If people wear tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni, so chalila v'chalila, tragedy will occur. Someone's going to do a malacha on Yom Tov Sheni. So do a malacha. So it's only the Rabbanan. What is the great tzara? So he drays and does not how to, he says, how do you know that? Where does it say in the Gemara that you don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni? In fact, they asked this shaila to the Ragachover. They have a collection of letters that is called Shalas Yeshivas Tzafnas Panech. The Bochim and the Yeshivas and the Chsidish Yeshivas and the Litvish Yeshivas. Everybody used to send a letter to the Ragachover to try to stump the expert. And he used to send postcards all day long. He was writing postcards, answering all the kashas and all the shavas. So someone asked him, why don't we wear tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni? So he says, that's a good question. He looked in the Gemara Yevamos, he knew Gemara by heart. He says, you look in the Gemara Yevamos, Daf Tzadik, and the Gemara says, Yesh Karach B'Yach HaChomim, Lak Adom and Ator B'Shei B'Al Tassus. So the Gemara says, we don't put on tzitzis on a beged shel pishton. A gersh and his guy, Rav Pesach, doesn't bring a korban Pesach. You don't shake a lulav when Sukkot falls on Shabbos. You don't blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Never says in the Gemara you don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni. So you see from the Gemara you're supposed to wear tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni. Yours truly. That's how he ends. The Gemara never said, so you should wear tefillin. I remember someone once mentioned this to Rav Soloveitchik. He said, what? You mean the Ragachover? What tefillin Yom Tov Sheni? What are you talking about? Of course you don't wear tefillin Yom Tov Sheni. So Taka, why not? So that's what the Ksav Sefer wonders. What's going on? Where does it say? Where do you have? Why? Why don't you wear tefillin?
Don't wear tefillin.
Okay, if you don't wear Chol HaMoed, it says the Shabbos is only on the last day, on the 8th day Pesach. Why don't we wear tefillin on the last day Pesach? For those who wear Chol HaMoed, it says the Shabbos not only on the 8th day Pesach, on the 2nd day Pesach also. But at least the last day, you understand it? The last day Pesach, the last day Shavuot. That's the Shabbos. So the Ksav Sefer drays, and then he finally quotes, there's a Tshuva of Rashba, where the Rashba says, Mefurish, you don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni, because Kehecha Delol Zalzule Bey. So he says he doesn't really understand it. Apparently they felt it was such a great chashash, so even make a gzera. You have rare cases where you make a gzera because you're afraid someone's going to violate an Issa D'Rabban. Yeah, the shaila that they asked Rav Soloveitchik was that Tosus and Duran had a machlokes whether Yom Tov Sheni b'zman hazeh a minig or a takana D'Rabbanon. So Tosus understood Yom Tov Sheni is only a minig. Yizor b'minig avasechem b'yadechem. And that's what Tosis proved, that you recite a bracha when you say Chatzi Halal Amish Chodesh. Even though the Gemara says Chatzi, reciting Chatzi Halal Amish Chodesh is only a minig, it's not even a takana de Rabbana. So the Gemara only says, he said, bracha kol ha-mitzvahs kulam v'bracha aleim o'ev el-asiyosam, a mitzvah derais and a mitzvah de Rabbana. What if it's even less than a mitzvah de Rabbana? It's only a minig. So the Gemara says, a minig is binding with the Rabbana and mitam neder. So it's binding with the Rabbana, but still a minig is a lower level of a din de Rabbana. It's not like a real din de Rabbana. So that's a machlekes, Tosfos and other Rishon, Tosfos and the Rambam, whether you say bracha when you recite Chatzi Halam Rosh Chodesh. So the Rambam holds that minig is a lower level, so no bracha is recited. And Tosfos proves that you do say a bracha, but haraya, that we say a bracha on the matzah, on the morah, on the leil, Yom Tov Sheni, Shal Pesach, and Yom Tov Sheni, we all know, is only a minig, the Lashon Gemar Hazar, a minig of Sech Medechem. It's only a minig, and you still say a bracha. So that's the kasha, according to Tosfos. The whole observance of Yom Tov Sheni is only a minhag. Adin the Rabbanan, I can understand. Yesh kach yachachamim lakadov men ator b'shevi altas. If the Chacham made a takana yantav sheni, like the Ran writes in Sukkah daf mem vav, so then you understand the tshuvas Rashbod. The Chachamim who made the takana yantav sheni were oiker hanochas tefillin, because they were afraid people are going to wear tefillin. They're going to be mezalzel on yantav sheni. And even though it's gzeira, they felt that it's absolutely essential. If they're going to allow the people to wear tefillin yantav sheni, the whole yantav sheni will unravel. The whole thing will fall apart. But if you say, oh, like Tosfos, Yantav Sheni is only a minig. So how can you say, we have a minig, we don't wear tefillin on Yantav Sheni? In America they have a minig, they don't observe Shabbos, they don't observe Kashas, they don't observe they have a lot of minhagim here. How can you have a minig not to wear tefillin? That's what the answer of Soloveitchik. If Yod Yantav Sheni is only a minig, so how can you say, Yeshkach v'yach hachamim lakadom min ator? So he answered at that time, he said, you look in the Rambam, this part Rav Dovla Soloveitchik has in his Sefer on the Rambam also. You look in the Rambam, so the Rambam says that there's a din of loy sasur. We're obligated to observe all the din of the Rabbanan, what exeris, what takonis, or minhagim, the Rambam writes. He says, if the Bezin institutes a minig, so it's binding with the Rabbanan. That's included in loy sasur. So he said, a minig doesn't mean that Tzibur made a minig on their own. Minig of Yantav Sheni, according to Tesis, Yantav Sheni is a minig, means that the Bezdin made a takana, but there are two ways to make a takana. This was his suggestion. So sometimes the Bezdin sits and they write the declaration, or they proclaim a declaration. We hereby declare, everybody should read the Megillah on Purim. Everybody should light Neris Chanukah. Everybody should observe this and this mitzvah in the Rabbanah. Should make an Erev Tavshila, an Erev Chatzeris, whatever, a takana in the Rabbanah. And sometimes the Bezdin didn't formulate a declaration of a takana de rabbanan, they just observed it on their own, and they encouraged the tzibur to follow along with them. So that's what Tosfos calls a minig. It doesn't mean that it's only a minig that the tzibur started. It's a minig that the bezdin a hanhaga, that the bezdin encouraged. It's along the lines of the Ran. That's what the Ran says, that when the Gemara has a lotion, yizar b'minig av sechem edechem, doesn't mean it's only a minig. It means it's a takana de rabbanan, continue the practice of your forefathers. Doesn't mean the custom of your forefathers. The practice of your forefathers, and we, with the power vested in us as the Bezdin, are making such a takon. Rav Soloveitchik said that the Rambam writes that loisasur includes takonis in siogim, in gzeris, and minhogois, minhogim also. So he says that's what Tosfos means, that it's a meaning. It's a meaning that was introduced by the Chachamim, so it's vayte yeshkach b'yad Chachamim lakadov men atoiro b'shevi altas. Questionable. The Gemara says when Rav Hikla LeBavel, Rav came to Bavel, and they were Amaratzim, and they were making mistakes in Hilchas Shabbos and Kashrus and everything. So he came to Shul once on Rosh Chodesh, and they were reciting Hallel. And he was already an adult. He had learned, he had smicha. Rav had smicha with Rav Yehuda Anasi, and he thought that they're making a mistake. He never heard of such a practice to recite Chatzi Hallel. Never heard that they say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Sobalav Sukinu. He's going to tell them that they're making a mistake. They should not recite Hallel. Then Kevin Achazan became a Dalgedi Lugi. He heard that by the time he walked over to the Chazan, they had already gotten to the third paragraph in the Hallel, and they skipped it. So then he realized that this Kasha for him is the other Kasha. It's a Minig Amakam, so he's going to allow them to say the Hallel. So you see that Hallel Rosh Chodesh was a Minig, Posh Bishar was a Minig that the Balabatim started. It doesn't seem to be a Minig that the Rabbanim introduced. Which Rabbanim? Who the Rabbanim and Bavel introduced? When Rav came, there was nobody there. The Gemara says, Rav Bikam Motza. When Rav came to Bavel, it was like the Wild West. There was nobody knew anything. Rav Bikam Motza, Vagoda Bageder. You had to make all the takonis and all the siogim and all the harchokas. No one knew anything there. So who made the minig to observe, to recite Chatzi Hallel Rosh Chodesh? Sounds like the Balabata made the minig. So how did Tosfos proves from the fact that we say a bracha on Matzah and Moror on the second night of Pesach is a proof, therefore you can say a bracha on Hallel Amrish Chodesh. Hallel Amrish Chodesh is the meaning that the Tzibur started, the Balabatim started. Rav never heard of it till he came there. Rav was blessed by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi all the time. He would have known what the takanas are. It sounds like it's a meaning at Tzibur. So how did Tosfos prove in the meaning of Yantav Sheni that you say Brocha to the meaning of Hallel if one is a meaning of the Rabbanim and one is a meaning of the Tzibur? So that's questionable, what Rav Soloveitchik suggests. Anyway, this is the Ravid is speaking over here. So the Rebbe thinks the answer to the Kasha is Sfiras Amar per se saying a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, putting on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's a stira to Kedushas HaYom. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Zohar, that it's a bizoyin on Shabbos, a bizoyin on Yom Tov to put on tefillin. Shabbos and Yom Tov, hein atzman os, and you don't need the os of tefillin. So bizoyin, you're not allowed to. So he says, Sfiras HaOmer per se is not a contradiction to the Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos and Yom Tov. You count Sfira on Shabbos every week, and you count Sfira on the seventh day of Pesach. Shuvas HaShela says, Ein kan chashash amidas ha-brocha keneged kusayim. Saying, reciting a brocha on Sfira Saimah per se is not keneged. That's not a tar to the sasri. Keneged means tar to the sasri. That per se is not a tar to the sasri. Why? Lefish yesh lefonenu kama yamin. There are going to be a lot of days in Sfira. The seventh day of Pesach, you're going to count Sfira with a brocha. Shabbos, every week, you're going to count Sfira on Shabbos. That per se is not a stira. Then hekel kova b'shisha osa b'bircha Sfira osa. Just saying, Asher Hashem said, I'll Sfira osa, just reciting the brocha, that's not a tar to the sasri. You don't say on the brocha what day it is. The tar to the sasri is from the statement, Hayom yam echad ba'omer. Hayom yam echad ba'omer means that it's machras ha-shabbos, that it's chalamoid. And then you just said Kiddush, how can it be chalamoid? If you're saying Kiddush, that's a tar to the sasri. But you're not going to avoid, you're not going to resolve the issue by selling Sfira and leaving out the bracha. The Balamor holds not so. Balamor holds, if I say I'm Purim Hayom Yamech Ba'imer, that's meaningless. That doesn't mean a thing. If I say the second night of Pesach Hayom Yamech Ba'imer, so maybe it's a joke. It's really Yontif. Maybe it's a joke. And if it's true that yesterday was Yontif and today is Marchas HaShabbos, so the bracha is not Miyakev in the mitzvah. So I said Hayom Yamech Ba'imer. But if I'm going to say it's a tie to the sasri, if I'm going to say Sfira with a bracha, if I'll say Sfira with a bracha, then it'll be a tie to the sasri. If you say a bracha, you demonstrate that you're really serious. Hayom Yamechad Baimah. The Ravid holds not so. The Ravid holds just to saying Hayom Yamechad Baimah is already a tie to the sasri. So he says by deleting the bracha, you're not going to accomplish anything. The tie to the sasri is not from the bracha. You do say a bracha on the seventh day of Pesach when you tell Sfira. The tar to the sasri is from the sentence Hayom Yamechad Ba'omer. That's what he says. Ein heker from the bracha itself. Ein heker l'kova b'shisha osa b'bircha sfirasai. From the bracha itself, you don't know what day of the sfir it is. Shem Kain, if you're worried about tar to the sasri, ab sfirasai b'lay bracha pagmasa. Just the saying Hayom Yamechad Shari Anam Hayom Yamechad La'omer v'hui eidus l'shisha osa. When you say Hayom Yamechad, it's already a tar to the sasri. The first day of Sfiras HaOmer is Machos HaShabbos, the 16th day of Nissan, first day Chalamay. Varanogin Bo Kedushas Tezvav. We say Kiddush on the second night of Pesach. It's Yontif, and then you're counting Sfir even without a bracha is already a tar to the sasri. But he says to delete the bracha is not going to solve the problem. The bracha doesn't. It's neither here nor there. The bracha doesn't create tar to the sasri because he can't sphere on Yontif, can't sphere on Shvi Shal Pesach. Tar to the sasri is when the sphere is. Balamo holds not so. Balamo holds that sphere without a bracha, you can say today how Yom Yamech Abayim is not, it doesn't mean anything. Only if you say a bracha, then you demonstrate that you're dead serious about it, that it's really the first day of sphere. So the rabbi holds not so. The rabbi holds if you say the sentence how Yom Yamech Abayim is already a tar to the sasri, so it's neither here nor there whether you're going to say a bracha. So you may as well say a bracha. Then he says, "Va'od." In principle, the kasha is a mistake. The first answer he gives is that by deleting the bracha, you're not going to solve the problem. You have to count the sphere. The counting of the sphere is a tar to the sasri. So that you got no choice. That's not an etzah to not to count sphere the first night. And then he gives another answer. Va'od. The whole problem is on Leil Shmini Atzeres. Alel Shmini Atzeres, you daven in shul, and you said, Ata v'chartono, you said the Yontif v'digvei Shmona Esrei, so you're declaring today's Yontif. And then you're going to say Kiddush. Ata v'chartono, you're going to say Kiddush. V'kaddish yisol hazmanim. Then at the end of the Kiddush, you're going to say Leisha Basuka. That's what we say. At the end of the Kiddush, you're going to say Leisha Basuka. So Leisha Basuka is a tie to the sasri. You just daven Ma'ariv and Mekadosh Shel Bazmanim. You just said Kiddush Mekadosh Shel Bazmanim. Then you say Leisha Basuka. You're declaring that it's not Yontif. It's Chalamoid. It's yesterday. Vod Achash Asisa Kodesh Lo Tasen Achoyel Amina. The Gemara says that there's an issue of tie to the sasri. that after he made it Kodesh, he daven Ma'ariv on Leil Shmini Atzeres, and he said Kiddush. He can't say Leil Shabbat Sukkah Lo Tasen Echol Amrino. That's what the Gemara says. Avol, over here, what's your problem? You're going to daven Ma'ariv. You're going to daven Ma'ariv the second night of Pesach, and you're going to tell Svira. So you tell Svira, you're saying that it's Chol. Achash Asiso Chol Lo Tasen Kodesh. So then you have a problem. How do you say Kiddush later? Lo yamrino. That's not a problem, Shari. HaKodesh le'olam bo achar achol. First it's chol, and then you mekadosh the day. So that he doesn't see that that's a problem. Why doesn't he? It's so strange. Why doesn't he respond? What do you mean? You dav ma'ariv first. You dav ma'ariv in shul. You say atav achatanu in shmoneh esrei. So it's, you declare that it's Kodesh. And if the ma'ariv is going to tell Sfira, so why is he ignoring ma'ariv? Why he's only worried about? He's only worried about the tata disaster between Sfira Sa'aymer and Kiddush. Why? Sfira Sa'aymer says in Shul, no? In Kiddush he says at home. So why isn't he worried about that tata disaster? You dub Ma'ariv, Asisa Kodesh, and then you count Sfira, Asisa Chom. I don't know, that's problematic. The end of the Raivit is problematic. This is the famous Pilpul. The Hasidim follow the look in the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetev. So the Shari Tshuva quotes from Sfardish and Mekubalim. And the Hasidim always like to follow Mekubalim from wherever they come from the Sfardim, from the Ashkenazim. So the Sfardish and Mekubalim has such an idea, you shouldn't count Sfira before the Seder, you should count after the Seder, because it's going to be a tar to the Sasri. Exactly this issue that they're dealing with. How do you count Sfira? It's going to be a tar to the sasim. So somehow the Sfardish and Mekubalim felt, and the Chassidim followed that practice, if he saved the Sfira till after the whole Seder was all over, that somehow resolves the problem. How does that resolve the problem? You had a whole Seder for 4 hours, and then you tell Sfira, Lachash HaSisa Kodesh Tasein Echol. How does it make it better? So others say no, the reason why the Chassidim... That's what it says in the Mekubalim, in the Sfardish Mekubalim. Tarte de Sasri. That's why they count Sfira after the Seder. And others right now, the reason why the Hasidim count Sfira after the Seder is because in the Seder you're going to say Halal Shalom. And the Zohar says, we spoke about this a little bit, the three different, the Gemara says the three different Mechayvim to recite Halal. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkot you recite Halal out of Simchas Yontif. That's when the Gemara asks, why don't you say Halal on Shabbos? Gemara says that Shabbos is not called Moed. It means that on Shabbos there's no Chiyuv Simcha. On Yontif there's a Chiyuv Simcha. That's how the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvahs explains in Shorash Aleph. When the Rambam says you shouldn't include Mitzvahs the Rabbanon in the Taryag, you only include Mitzvahs the Raisa, and he's Masik on the Halachas Gedolos who included Halal. So the Rambam says, everybody knows that Halal is only made the Rabbanon, so why did the Halachas Gedolos include it? So the Ramban comes to defend the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, and he said, maybe Halal is deraisa, and he goes through the whole Gemara that Halal is an expression of Simchas Yontif. And that's why on Shabbos you don't recite Halal, because it's not called Moed, means there's no Chiyuv Simcha. There's only Chiyuv Simcha on Yontif. So one Mechayv of Halal is Simchas Yontif. Then the Gemara says, what's on Chanukah? Simchas Yontif on Chanukah? The Gemara says, no. The halal Chanukah is zechelenes. That's a different thing. Then there's a halal that's learned out from Oz Yoshe, Parshas Bishalah, halal bishasanes, halal bishasa Yeshua. Doesn't have to be a nes. Kriyas Yamsa was an ace nigla. Doesn't have to be a nes. It can be halal bishasa Yeshua. That's the Mishnah towards the end of Tainis, that if they were Bezna was going to Tainis because of Atziris Geshamim, then it rains in the middle of the day, so everybody gathers together in shul and they recite halal. Everybody goes home and they eat, and after they eat, they go to shul, and they say, that's Halal B'Shas HaYeshua. Halal B'Shas HaNes, Halal B'Shas HaYeshua. So on Pesach night, so the Gemara poses a question, why don't we recite Halal on Shvi Yishel Pesach? So the Gemara gives an answer, that every day of Sukkot you recite Halal Sholem because Chaluk and Mikorban Hesem. So that's what we interpret Pshat and the Gemara. Every day of Sukkot has its own parshan chumash, b'yam hasheni, b'yam hashlishi, b'yam revi. So every day has a separate chi of simcha. Every day the Mishnah says, halal v'asimcha kol shmeina. Every day of Sukkot, including Shmein Atzeres, there's a chi of simcha to eat b'sar shlamim, ein simcha ele b'sar shlamim. So to express the halal in a ruchnizdike way, the gashmizdike way is to eat b'sar shlamim. then to express it. And in Ruchni is think about you recite Halal every day. But on Pesach it says Koelet Asalayim Shivas Yamim. It's one long Kedusha Asalayim for all 7 days of Pesach. Not a separate Kedusha Asalayim each day of Pesach. So there's one Chiyav Simcha for all of Pesach. So once you said Halal on the first day, so Yoytze, there's no need, there's no obligation to repeat Halal every day. So the Gemara in Erchin, the Gemara gives the explanation why you don't say Halal Shalom on Shri Shal Pesach, Yoytze means say the Halal Shalom on the first day of Pesach. So the Zohar and the Midrashim give a different answer. They pose the same question, why don't we say Halal Shalom on Shri Shal Pesach? So the Zohar says that it's not proper to recite Halal Shalom during the Sfirot period, because Sfirot has an element of Avelus to it. And we're talking probably before Mrs. Talmid Rebbe Akiva. Sfirot Shalom itself has an element of Avelus, Men HaTorah. Klal Yisrael is counting Shiva Nikiyim when a person is tummy needs 7 days Shiva Nikiyim. Now Klal Yisrael is tummy needs 7 weeks, and the Sfirot Shalom is Tareinu Metumaseinu Metliposeinu. Whenever a person is tamei, so he's not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash. So by definition, he's separated from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And Simcha is when one is lifnei Hashem, and when he says separated, so he's not lifnei Hashem. So that's an inyan of avelus. So the Zohar gives an answer: you're not allowed to say Halal Shalom during the period of Sfira. And the Midrashim, the Beis Yosef quotes the Midrashim, give a different answer: Masi Yadatov Mayam Atem Amim Shira. It's not proper to recite Halal Shalom on Shvi Yishav Pesach. So the Shuas Yankev Esta Kasha. Why did the Zohar with the Midrash, why did they give a different answer? The Gemara posed the question, the Gemara gave an answer. So the Yeshua Siyankiv gives, Rav Soloveitchik, like this pshat. Yeshua Siyankiv says, no, the Gemara asked one question, they gave one answer. The Gemara and the Zohar and the Midrash were asking a different question. The Gemara asked the question that Shvi Shal Pesach is a yontav with a chi of simcha, so why not you say halal like on Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos? So the Gemara answers, it's not chalukim v'kor ben aseyim. So you will yotze the chiyav simcha ready. When you recite a halal shalom on the first 2 days of Pesach, you will yotze. There's no need to repeat it. The Zohar and the Midrashim are asking a different question. Why don't you recite halal shalom zecher l'nes? There was a Yeshua, there was a Nes on Kriyas Yamsam on Shvi Yishal Pesach. So why not recite halal like you say halal each day of Chanukah zecher l'nes? Not because of Simchas Yontif. So why not recite halal on Shvi Yishal Pesach zecher l'nes? So the Zohar answers, a halal that zechel anes, that's not proper to recite halal sholim during the Zman of Sfira. So the halal on Pesach night by the Seder is assumed to be a halal in connection with the Yeshua. We're obligated to recite halal because it's not a halal zechel anes, but it's halal b'shas ha-Yeshua. We consider it as if he just experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what the Hasidim have a minig. It's not because of the Tartar Association. The Hasidim have a minig not to count Svira until after the Seder, because they plan to say Halal Sholem in the Seder, and if you already started counting Svira, so it's not proper to say Halal Sholem. I tomorrow morning you're going to say Halal Sholem after Shachris. No, that's halal out of Simchas Yantif. That's a different kind of halal. But halal of a nes, either halal b'shas ha-nes or halal zechel ha-nes, that's what the Zohar says, that halal you shouldn't recite during the Sfira. So that's the reason why Hasidim have the practice that they tell Sfira after the Seder. So there shouldn't be a violation of reciting halal in connection with the nes, in connection with the Yeshua, in the middle of Sfira. That was the issue that Rav Neria brought up when the Rabbanim suggested that maybe we should say Halal Sholem on Yom Atzmut and Yom Yerushalayim. So Rav Moshe Tzvi Neiria said, but you want to say Halal B'shas HaYeshua, Halal Zechel Nes, Zechel Yeshua, so it's in the middle of Sfira. So the Zohar says you don't say Halal Sholem in the middle of Sfira. Halal on the second day Yontif, second day Pesach is the middle of Sfira, that's Halal of Simchas Yontif, that's a different Halal. But Halal that's in connection with the Yeshua, with the Nes, that the practice is based on the Zohar, that the Hasidim have the practice. They don't say that halal in the middle of Sfira. You look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a lot more about Sfira Soimer, but we covered the famous parts. The last daf in the riff. Okay. Maybe we'll learn a little bit from the beginning of the Perek about the about Kiddush. Let's take a look on Daf Kuf Amid Beis, the last two lines. Daf Kuf Amid Beis, the Gemara had a discussion. Osam b'nei Adam, those people, shekidshu b'beis haKnesses, all year long, they recite Kiddush in Shul. And people heard Kiddush in Shul. Apparently not everybody went to Shul. So the question is, those people who heard Kiddush in Shul, are they Yotze Kiddush, or do they have to repeat Kiddush at home? So it's the Babli presents that it's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Taisus quotes a Yerushalmi that Rabbi Shmuel never disagreed. We'll get to that. But the Babli says that they lived in Babel. So Mestama, the version of the Talmud Babli is more reliable than the version of the Talmud Yerushalmi. What's an issue is, what if you have two versions of what Rabbi Yechanan said? Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. And the ones who edited, the ones who wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi were Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan. So whenever there's a contradiction between the Babli and the Yerushalmi, so the Rif has a comment, the last daf in Erevin, the Rif says we always follow that Babli is more reliable than Yerushalmi. But what if it's a contradiction as far as what Rabbi Yechanan said? So the Chorid Yerushalmi should be more reliable. So they say even there, the version of the Babli is more reliable. That's a big question mark. So here it's Rabbi Shmuel, they lived in Bovel. So they had a machlekes, the Babli says, Osmanam shekidshu b'beis haKnesses, ada yotze kiddush. Omar Rav, when they go home, yidei yayin lo yotzu. If they want to drink more wine at home, they got to say bar piagofen, because that's called shinim mokum tzorech levorach. If you drank wine, means if you drank wine in shul. If a person started eating food, let's say I had some ice cream over here, then I walk across the street, I want to continue eating ice cream over there, you got to say a new bracha, because when you eat in a new location, it's considered a new achila. Just like if there would have been a hesach hadas, and then later on I decided I want to continue eating. So hesach hadas is a new achila. So even if there's no hesach hadas, but there's a shina mokam, the shina mokam is considered a new achila, and shina mokam tzorach levor. Every new achila needs a new bracha. We suggested the other day, they called the tikkun rabban and came there. I said tikkun, maybe it's patterned after the din on the pevav and aleph, the din deraisa by korban pesach. Ein ha'echal lo'echal b'shnei mekaymus. Each person who's memun on a korban pesach can only have one achila. So you can eat many kazeisim even if it's not tuch kadei achilas pas of each other, provided that it's in the same mokum. Once he ate a kazeis here and he wants to eat a kazeis somewhere else, ein ha'echal lo'echal b'shnei mekaymus. When you have a shina mokum, it's called the new achila. The halacha doesn't permit one person to have two achilas on the Korban Pesach. And maybe this din de Rabbanon was instituted, came there, I said, Tikkun, if you have a Shino Amakoyim, you have to recite another brocha on the food, because that's considered a new achila, equivalent to a Hesach Hadas. So Rab says, Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu, even though they drank wine in Shul, and they want to continue drinking wine at home, they got to say another Bar Piagofen, because Shino Amakoyim Tzorach Levorach. Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, but the Kiddush does not require B'makam Suda. So there's no need to repeat the Kiddush when they go home. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel disagrees with Rav. Not only they yayin lo yotzu, not only when they go home and they want to drink wine, they have to say another bar piagofen, kashina makam tzorach levarach, it's a new achila. Af yidei kiddush lo yotzu, they're not yaitzei kiddush, because we require kiddush b'makam suda. Machlekes Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara has two kashas. According to Shmuel, that no one is yotze with the Kiddush and Shul because ain't Kiddush ala makam suda. So why do you say Kiddush and Shul? It should be a bracha levatol. And according to Rab, that there is no such din as ain't Kiddush ala makam suda. So whoever was in Shul was yotze. So why do the people who were in Shul repeat Kiddush when they go home? Nothing makes any sense. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Ela le Rav. According to Rav, all the people in Shul were yotze Kiddush already. Lama lele kedusha de beisei. Why do they repeat Kiddush when they go home? They were yotze Kiddush already in Shul. So to this, the Gemara answers, k'dei lehotzi banav v'bnei beisel. His wife and his children were not in Shul. They didn't hear Kiddush in Shul. So he has to repeat the Kiddush to be... He was takya yotze Kiddush in Shul. But yotze moitze, even though you were yotze Kiddush, you can repeat the Kiddush a second time for banav v'bnei beisel. U'shmuel freg the Gemara. According to Shmuel, that no one is yotze with the Kiddush in Shul, because ain't Kiddush ala mavakam suda, is lama lele kedusha b'beikin ishte. Why do they say Kiddush in Shul should be bracha levatola? So to this, the Gemara responds, to be moitze the orchem, lapuki orchem yidei chayvosan, to be moitze the orchem with Kiddush, which orchem? The ochlu b'shosu, they eat and they drink v'gonim and they sleep b'beikin ishte. So for them, it's Kiddush b'mavakam suda. We say Kiddush in Shul, to be moitze the orchem. Baz de Shmuel Taimei, Shmuel goes Lishita Sadam Shmuel. We know that's what he said. Ain't Kiddush Elam Mavakam Suda. You only eat the Kiddush if you eat the Kiddush Mavakam Suda. If you hear the Kiddush in Shul, then you go home to eat, you're not Yotz. Then the Gemara says, So Vamino, when we first heard this Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, we thought mistakenly, Hanemilimi Bais Lebais. You hear Kiddush in Shul, and then you're going to go home and eat over there. What about Mimakam Mimaka Bechad Beisa? You'll say Kiddush on the ground floor. And then you want to eat upstairs. Or you say Kiddush upstairs, then you want to eat inside the house. So they thought, Mimakam al-Makam b'chad beisah, from one room, Echeda l'cheda, bos habayis, lo, even Shmuel would agree that's okay, that is called Kiddush makam suda. So they said, wrong. Amaluhu rabbanan bar tachlifa, no, I heard beferish that it's not true. Shmuel holds ain't Kiddush al makam suda. Not only is it no good from one house to the other, mimakam lamakam, but also bayis in the same house, also no good. Zimnen sagin, quite a few times. Habikuim nekameh de Shmuel. I was in the presence of Shmuel, apparently he was a Talmud of Shmuel. Benochis Shmuel said Kiddush on the rooftop. And then for some reason or another, let's say they davened early. They davened, Rav Tzodish al Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, they davened early on Friday, then he made Kiddush upstairs, and then it got dark. And then it was too dark. He wasn't going to eat the meal. So he was going to eat downstairs where they had candles lit. So then when he didn't even begin eating the challah upstairs. V'nochis me'igra le'ara. He went down from the rooftop to the ground floor. V'hoda me'kaddish. He repeated Kiddush over again. Because the Kiddush that he said on the rooftop, he wasn't yoytze. Was ain't Kiddush ala m'makam sudu. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Who else holds like Shmuel? Ravuna also agrees with Shmuel. Ravuna Kodesh. Ravuna, on one occasion, Ravuna recited the Kiddush. This Akrele Shraga, the candlestick fell over. The candle fell over, so it went out. It was dark in the room. So he said, I can't eat over here. So he had to go eat in a different place. They took all of his, there must have been an Erev in town. So they took all of his kelim. They took his kelim beginoni de Rabba Bray. This Rav Huna had a son, Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So his son had a place to sleep. So they took all of the kelim of the father to the beginoni, the bedroom of his son, the Havishraga. There was a candle burning over there. V'kodesh v'toyim midi. And he repeated Kiddush again. Why do you have to say Kiddush the second time? Because he holds like Shmuel. Alma kosov ein Kiddush ele b'makom suda. Who else holds like Shmuel? V'af Rabba sover. Rab also agrees with Shmuel. You have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So Tosis writes over here, the beginning of Yidei Kiddush Yotzu. Tosis quotes, it says on the margin on the right hand side, Bechoris Daf Memtes. So that's a famous line in the Gemara Bechoris. It says, whenever you have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, the overwhelming majority of the cases, the rule is Hilchas Kerabbi Yisurei Uki Shmuel Bedine. Shmuel was a dying Menachas Zilum Kadedina. Shmuel was an expert in Chosh Mishmat. So usually we pass like Shmuel. When they have a machlekes and dinim amenis, and Rav had smicha, so hilchas the kerabbi yisur. That's what the Marsha says. The Gemara says in Bobmitzi that Rav got smicha, Shmuel didn't get smicha. So what's the significance of this? So he didn't get smicha, so what? So the Marsha writes in the Chidush Yagoda, that's in Bobmitzi Daf Peivov, when the Gemara says that Rav got smicha and Shmuel didn't get smicha, something came up every day, and then he had to go travel, they had to go by boat to Bovel, and he lost his chance. He never got the smicha. So did he lose anything? Did he lose that because he didn't get smicha? So the Marsha said that's why Hilchas Kerabbi Yisuri. In Issa the Heta we usually pass him like Rav because he got the smicha. So usually the din should be like Rav. Rav holds over here. Yesh Kiddush Shalom Makom Suda. You can say Kiddush even Shalom Makom Suda. So Tosfos says they think this is an exception to the rule. Every so often there is an exception. Here the din is like Shmuel. Why? Because you see the Gemara is lining it up. Vaf Rav Huna sover like Shmuel. Vaf Rabba sover kishmuel. Everybody, Rav Yechanan sover kishmuel. The Gemara lines it up. Everybody holds like Shmuel. So it's not just Rabbi Shmuel. You have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, and that's all. Ilchasik Rabbi Suri kishmuel bedini. But over here, the Gemara is lining it up as if the overwhelming majority of the Amoraim agree with Shmuel. So that's the din. And Tosis quotes from the Megillah Storim. The Chaim Pasek ben Megillah Storm. That's where Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen wrote a sefer called Megillah Storm. Every 100 blot, Tosis quotes something from the Megillah Storm, Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. So he says also the din is like Shmuel over here. That we pass an ain't Kiddush Elam and Makom Suda. So Tosis puts it together. The Tosfos here, Idei Kiddush Yotzu, and the Tosfos here on Kuf Aleph and Men Aleph, Abba Mamakum Nakam Bechad Beis, and the Tosfos puts together, they say like this. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Tosfos. There are three klolim. If it's mi bayis le bayis, I say Kiddush in Shul, and then I want to eat at home, that I'm not Yotzu, even if I had a mind. When I said Kiddush in Shul, I have a mind to eat at home, that's En Kiddush Alamakum Sudas, no good. If it's in one big room, a gigantic hall, and I made Kiddush in one corner, and I thought, I'm going to eat over here. They have 100 tables in this dining hall. And then the waiters tell me, no, I'm sitting at table 98, all the way to the other end, a 10-minute walk, all the way to the other end of the room. So Tosfos says, Mipina lepina be'osa cheder, even without kavana. That's the same room. That's not called a different room. That's Kiddush Mavak Masuda. And if it's Mecheder Lecheder, Bosa Bais, from one room to the other, so then Tosfos quotes the Rishalmi that it depends. If you had in mind in advance that I'm making Kiddush in one room, I plan to eat in the other room, then it's called Kiddush Mavak Masuda. And if you didn't have in mind, then it's in violation of Ein Kiddush Ala Mavak Masuda. Yeah. The Rishalmi says this, Tosfos quotes in Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, the Rishalmi says to try to make it that there never was a Machlokes Rav Shmuel. The Bavli says clearly there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Also, many other mishkid should be based on Knesset. Rab said Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, Kiddush is good. Shalom b'makom sudo. Shmuel says Af Yidei Kiddush lo Yotzu, and Kiddush al b'makom sudo. So Yishalmei makes a drei. No, there never was a machlokes. They're talking about the same case from one place to the other. But if you had in mind milachatchila to say Kiddush here and to eat over there, then it's called Kiddush b'makom sudo. If you didn't have in mind, then it's ain kiddush al makom suda, then it's a violation. It doesn't fit in with the Babli. The Babli says beferis it's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. It doesn't really fit in with the Yerushalmi so well either, the way Tosfos presents it. You look in the way Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, the names of Rabbi Shmuel are backwards over there. So that's what the Ifei 9 points out them back. The Ifei 9 usually has comments on Yerushalmis. He usually discusses whenever Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, he'll always discuss, does it really say that? Or he'll, on the Gemara, he'll discuss, how does this compare to what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi?
You see, when Tosfos that the Igra doesn't mean the rooftop, it's just the top floor of the, with the solar roof on top, it's still within the same building. So Tosfos says, the Cheder Labayis and the Bayis La'aliyah come on the Igra La'aref.
I don't know if you use the rooftop. Why? If the people eat sometimes on the roof when in breakfast and lunch, when it's dark, you can't see, so you don't eat on the roof.
Wouldn't that be the same from the shul to the outside?
But if it's all my house, sometimes I use the rooftop like another room in the house. I would think that that's also mecheder lecheder b'osa bayis. If you have an apartment house, and I have my next door neighbor, they have their own apartment, and I have my own apartment, that's probably called me bias le bias. That doesn't help if I have kavana. I'm saying Kiddush in my apartment, planning to eat in the next door neighbor's apartment. That's me bias le bias. It's a different apartment. But if in my apartment, I make Kiddush in one room and I plan to eat in the other room, so that's what Tosfos says based on this, Yerushalmi, that depends. If you had in mind, then it's called Kiddush b'makom suda. If you didn't have in mind, it's not Kiddush b'makom suda. These three klolim are quoted with respect to another din. The Gemara has here in the beginning of the Perek, you're supposed to recite Birchas HaMazon in the same place where you ate. Your pas is tuna Birchas HaMazon, Baruch Lachri Abim Kaima. It's going to be on the next daf, the Gemara is going to talk about it. On the top of Kuv Beis Amin Allah. So bread for sure. The question is, what about the Zayin Minim? But pas for sure is Tom Baruch Lachri Abim Kaima. So what's considered Baruch Lachri Abim Kaima? So let's say you're at a wedding and it's a gigantic hall. You wait in one corner. And then they announce, everybody should move up to the head table, we're going to say Sheva Brachas. So is that proper? You're supposed to recite Birchas HaMazon in the same place where you wait. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikra din bim pina lim pina b'osa cheder, even if you didn't have in mind, that's called Birchas HaMazon bim komo. That's acceptable. In the footnotes in the Shara Tzion, he says that there is an opinion who's machmer. They say Rav Soloveitchik used to be machmer like that, the opinion in the Shara Tzion. But basically on top of the page, not in the footnotes in the Shara Tzion, Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Tosfos, mi pina lepina b'osa cheder is not called the Shini Makom. And if it's mi bayis lebayis, even if you had a mind, that's not, I'm going to eat my meal over here and I'm going to bench in a different apartment or in a different house, that's not Baruch Le'achar B'mekom. And if I planned while I was eating, I planned to eat in this room, let's say, by the chassidim, they have by a wedding, the men eat in one room, and the kala with the women eat in a totally different room, and then the kala comes to bench in the same room with the men are. So it's a, so if it's a mecheder lecheder b'osa bayis, she had a mind melechat chila, that that's where she's going to go for the sheva brachas, for the bench, and she's going to go to the other room. So mecheder lecheder b'osa bayis depends if you had kavana. Bayis lebayis, even if you had kavana, doesn't help. So the three klolim over here that the Tosfos developed are quoted lock, stock, and barrel, both by Kiddush Mamakom Suda, as well as by Birchas Hamazon, Ton Brocha Yachrim Mkoma, quoted over there as well. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll continue here on Kuf Aleph from an Aleph, and then maybe we'll do the Gemara. The top line on Kuvav Amid Beis. Noto Yodav Lo Yikadesh. How does this shtim? That's Rav speaking here. The last line on Kuvav Amid Aleph. Amar Rav Bruna Amar Rav. He quotes from Rav. How does that correspond to what Rav said over here? So we'll do the Taisus there. Yikadesh Arifto. We'll take a look there about Kiddush B'Makom Suda again. Okay.
Is a car considered the same Mokom? If you're not going to have a place to walk, and you make much,
and he's going to stay in the car, he's driving 100 miles away. Yeah. He's in the chariot. Yeah.